Oh, so in order to stay young and live longer, there are certain things you can eat. Antioxidants you've probably heard of. There's this thing called the ORAC. I forget what it's short for. You can look it up on the internet. They have charts with the amount of antioxidant activity of lots of foods. Surprisingly, like pinto beans, some of the beans have antioxidants in it. Chocolate is very high in antioxidants. A lot of your fruits and vegetables. Generally, the more colorful the food, the better it is for you. So antioxidants, and then actually underfeeding has been known since the 1930s as a means for life extension across all species. I guess it's much like a mileage on a car. The lower the mileage, the longer the car can last. The same thing with your metabolism. The less you put through it, the longer you can live. It's difficult to do underfeeding, though, since most people are slightly obese. Another aging factor is cross-linkage of proteins by sugars. Chromium picolinate may help in this, and there's also a fat-soluble vitamin B1. It's called benfotiamine from Life Extension. I got this one in the end cap at Staff of Life. I feel pretty good when I take these. And then the other means was, as I talked about on another segment, the nucleic acids. This was Benjamin Frank's No Aging Diet. A long time ago he came up with it. You don't hear much about it, which means to me it looks like repressed science. It's where the inosine comes from. It's in pinto beans, lentils, garbanzo beans, mushrooms, sardines. Nucleic acids. People with gout may have trouble with this. Black cherry juice will get rid of the uric acid from these foods, although the uric acid is also an antioxidant, so it's part of the effect.